Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of I Stand at the Door. I'm Savannah Paul, one of your hosts, and I am actually here without Hayden today because he is on a trip in Alaska. So I'm sitting here on my living room couch with my phone and with my little baby on my chest, and he is taking a nap. So just cross your fingers that he won't wake up while I'm recording this. Actually, Walker and I are pretty sick right now, so you'll have to bear with my deep man voice for the day, but I wanted to talk about something that we've had a lot of people ask us about before, and that topic is like the first time that you're telling your spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend, or just significant other, about your problem with pornography. Now, I really want to focus this episode mostly on the person receiving the information. And then at the end, I have like a little tip for those who are struggling, something that can help you in that conversation, because it's kind of hard. I know it can be really hard. So let's just get right into it, I guess. I have about 4 points I want to make. And then, like I said, that last one will be for those who struggle. So first point I want to talk about, when someone comes to you and is telling you that they struggle with pornography. I've mentioned this before, but I used to think that people who struggled with porn were like super sinners, right? I think that for people who haven't experienced it, it can be easy to think that way and to kind of rank that sin with like other ones that are really bad. And of course, pornography is destructive and we want to get it out of our lives. But I think that I kind of forgot that the atonement applies to this too. I needed to intentionally focus on like gaining the faith to believe that, like, you know, for me, my husband had struggled with it, and I needed to believe that the atonement of Jesus Christ completely applied to him too. Even in this sin that was uncomfortable and felt kind of dirty and dark, that was something that helped me a ton, was just being willing to look at the way that I had thought about it before and say, okay, what about this is not serving me in my relationship? What about this is not being compassionate and empathetic and loving? And I had to be willing to put the work in to change my mindset, okay? I've talked about this on other episodes, and if you haven't heard those, I encourage you to go back and listen to other ones that I've been on where I'm talking about the spouse's perspective. I remember when Hayden first told me that he struggled with porn, I was like, okay, like, well, I guess the first time he relapsed in our engagement, right? Run away, red flag. I have been taught, or I have had experiences that made me believe this is something that like I cannot tolerate. And I had to really talk to God and figure out what he wanted me to do about it. And in our case, that was to support him and love him and help him as he was repenting. Again, like I said, I talked more about that on other episodes. One point that I want to talk about is the feelings of hurt and betrayal that you may feel if your partner comes to you and tells you that they struggle with porn. Especially that first conversation, I think, can bring up a lot of uncomfortable feelings. Feelings like, well, if he or she loved me, then they wouldn't be doing this. Or I feel like this is an example of being unfaithful, right? Maybe that's the thought that you have. Maybe you do feel betrayed, like you trusted this person and now they've betrayed your trust, right? The first thing I want to say about this is that your feelings, every feeling that you have, every emotion that you feel because of this kind of heavy topic is completely valid. You are allowed to think and feel anything you want to about this. Now, before I push that thought too far, like I said before, it's okay if you want to think something else. It's okay if you want to change the way that you think about this. Now, I want to share an example of something that happened to me one time that let me back up a little bit. I think sometimes when we feel these emotions, sometimes we can beat ourselves up too and say, well, I should feel forgiving and loving. I should feel like compassionate and empathetic, like right now. Like I shouldn't be feeling any of these emotions because I need to be like the Savior, right? Of course we want to be like the Savior. Of course we want to be empathetic and loving and forgiving. But don't beat yourself up for the feelings that you have because, like I said, they're real, they're valid. So here's the experience that I had. I went to therapy. I've been in therapy on and off throughout however many years. Well, a year maybe. And I think the first round of therapy that I had talked to my therapist about some emotions that I was super uncomfortable with. And I kind of beat myself up for thinking them. And I'll tell you what they were. I am like kind of jealous when it comes to my marriage. And I hated thinking about my husband's ex-girlfriends. It made me feel weird and like pukey. Like I hated it. I still kind of do, but not nearly to the extent that I did. I hated it. It made me feel really uncomfortable. And my guess is because I'd had boyfriends before who all married their ex-girlfriends. Like that happened like at least 3 times. So I think I had a good reason. But I would feel those emotions and just shove them aside. I would think like, oh my gosh, I'm thinking about how my husband used to have girls that he liked before me and I hate it and I don't want to think about it. And so I wouldn't think about it. And I realized that the result that was happening in my marriage was that I was like, I didn't believe my husband as much when he said that he loved me and wanted to be married to me. I kind of resented him sometimes. And I had this fear that like, well, what if he wishes that he was with somebody else? And those results of those thoughts that I had were not helpful. So during this course of therapy, I found myself sitting at work one day. I just worked behind a desk at this jewelry store. And my husband was at boot camp, so I hadn't even talked to him for like 4 months. And my thoughts were just running away with me. I had that thought like, oh my gosh, what if Hayden wishes that he was married to somebody else? What if he misses his ex-girlfriends? Okay, it seems ridiculous now, but these were real thoughts in the moment. And my first instinct was, ooh, I'm not going to think about that anymore. But again, I realized, wait, hold on. This needs to be dealt with. This needs to be worked through. Otherwise, it's not going to produce a very desirable result in my marriage, right? The way that I was thinking about this was not serving me very well. Try and connect this to the conversation about pornography. The way that I was thinking was not serving me well in my relationship, okay? So here's what I did. I sat there at work. I don't think we had any customers for like 30 minutes. So I sat there intentionally just like thinking about it, like pushing through the uncomfortableness of it. And I like, you know, I would tell myself, well, why am I thinking this? Why am I feeling this way? Try and ask yourself, why are you feeling this way? What are like some underlying issues here that maybe you are worried about in your relationship? And I sat there through the discomfort and I got to a point where I felt better about it. I had to intentionally look for like evidence. That's something that I like to do, is look for evidence that, oh, Walker's waking up. There you go. I had to look for evidence that supported the thought that I wanted to believe instead. I wanted to believe that my husband had married me because he actually really liked me more than anybody else, which makes sense. And then I started looking. I was like, wait, no, that totally makes more sense. And here's why. And I found all these reasons why I thought that I should believe that instead. Like I said, sometimes those things still come up, but not nearly as much as they did. And when I do think about it, I'm okay to just sit in the uncomfortableness of it and work through it. And now I feel like the outcome and that final result, that final result has served my marriage so much better than just pushing aside those uncomfortable feelings. So if you're feeling hurt or betrayed from this whole pornography thing that your significant other struggles with, like I said, it's okay. You can feel that way. You can think that way. And if you feel like it's not helping you in your relationship, you can sit in the uncomfortableness of it and think about how you do want to feel about it. And here's something else that I would recommend. Oh, sorry. Just a minute. Hey. You're good. You're good. There you go. Something else is the communication factor, right? The communication side to all of this. Like, tell your partner the things that you're struggling with. Tell your partner the things that you're feeling and the uncomfortableness of it, right? Here's the thing. If you have had your first conversation in your relationship about the use of pornography, it's probably uncomfortable. It probably wasn't like a, oh, this is fun. Like, let's laugh about this whole thing and giggle. And like, no, it's hard. It's a heavy topic. I know it's hard. So don't beat yourself up if your conversation about your emotions and your reaction and response to this isn't all fun and happy and exciting. It's okay if it's uncomfortable. In fact, I think it's good to have uncomfortable conversations a lot, because then you kind of get used to it. Then your communication skills grow in your marriage or in your relationship. So that was my second point, was everything that I just said. Okay, my third point I want to talk about. This is kind of one of the specific emotions that you might feel. And if you don't feel this, that's great. If you do, here's my experience with it and what I recommend. You might feel super insecure about yourself and believe that you had something to do with this. That you not being enough is the reason why your partner looked at pornography. I totally felt that. That was one of the first things I felt when Hayden told me about his relapse when we were engaged, was that, oh, well, maybe Hayden doesn't think I'm sexy enough, or maybe he doesn't think I'm pretty enough, or maybe I'm never going to be able to fill that need for him, and so that's why he looked at pornography. Okay, that is a super uncomfortable thought. It's kind of a scary thought. I hate having insecurities like that. It's so uncomfortable. Okay, now, here's the thing. Number one, I think that that's a really important thing to talk to your partner about. But here's something that I literally believe is true of almost every single relationship where this is a factor. It's not you. It has nothing to do with you. You are perfectly enough. You are... it's so hard. It is not you. I literally don't know how else to say it. And the reason that I know this is because I have talked to my husband multiple times about this. I have talked to God about this. I really believe that the beautifulness of you and your body and your spirit and your personality is not lacking. And that is not the reason why your partner has turned to this, has turned to pornography at one point or another, whether it was in the past or currently or whether it will be in the future. Just believe me. If you don't believe me, talk to your partner and talk to Heavenly Father, because He wants to help you work through these things too. This is one of those things that I know you can work through it, even though it's uncomfortable. Okay, my last point that I want to make for the spouse or for the partner, the significant other. Sorry, I'm walking around my living room because Walker woke up, so I'm a little scatterbrained. My very first therapy appointment ever in my life, we talked about the word and how important that can be in like these uncomfortable emotions and in just working through things in general. It doesn't even have to be about this, but I remember being super anxious because my husband was leaving for boot camp right after we got married. I think this first appointment for therapy was right before we got married. So I went to this therapist and I said, I am going to miss him so much. I don't know if I can get through this by myself. This is going to be the hardest thing I've ever done. I don't want my husband to leave for so long. And she said, here's the thing. I want you to validate everything that you're feeling. I want you to say, yeah, this is going to be really hard. This is going to be the hardest thing I've ever done. I don't want to do this. I don't want my husband to leave me for 6 months. Duh. And I can do it. And I am going to figure out what things I can do that I do have control over to make this be okay and to get through this, even though it's going to be hard, right? Notice I didn't use the word but. Oh, it's going to be so hard, but I'll figure it out and I can do it. That totally like minimizes the suckiness of it, you know? Like, validate yourself, guys. Come on. I love validating my emotions. You can ask my husband to drive some crazy. Listen, what if you can be hurt and sad and uncomfortable and, right? And forgiving and loving and supportive. What if? Just try different thoughts on. Can you tell that I've signed up for a life coaching program? Try on different thoughts that will help you to have different emotions about the things that you are going through. And like I said, one of the most important things is just communicate. Talk and talk and talk. Talk about every single worry that you have. I really feel like this topic of like the first conversation that people have with their significant other about pornography is like, there's so much fear behind it. It's like, oh, I get women who are like, oh, I am so scared because my boyfriend just told me this and I had no idea. Or their husband, oh my gosh, I just found out about this and it's so hard. Yeah, it is so hard. And there are things that you can do. Most of all, pray and talk to Heavenly Father. Talk to therapists if you need to, but talk to your husband or wife or girlfriend or boyfriend, because all of your emotions are valid. Both of your experiences are completely real. And the more that you can talk about it, the more you're going to help each other understand the things that you're feeling and your actions and your motivation, right? Your motives. That is such an important part of all of this. Okay. Sorry, I'm kind of long-winded today. Number five, the last thing that I want to talk about is for those who are struggling. That's probably another one of the questions we get pretty often. Sorry, just a minute. Hey. Oh, you're good. You're good. Walker is wide awake. I think one of the most common things that we get asked by the people who struggle is, how do I talk about this? How do I bring this up with my girlfriend? I don't want to scare her off. How do I bring this up with my wife? I don't want her to be angry. Okay, number one, your partner is allowed to feel whatever they need to feel. Okay, you don't have control over that. But here's something that you do have control over. You can be confident in your repentance. Okay, notice I didn't say perfect. I didn't say you can be sure that you haven't made a mistake in 12 months and that's why you're telling her. No. You can be confident in your repentance. Okay, let me give you an example of this. The first time Hayden told me about his pornography problem, he was not done working through it yet. I mean, I still think that he's currently working through it, right? He hasn't had a relapse in a long time, but he's still working through this. He is still like moving forward. He hasn't learned everything he's ever going to learn about this. So he told me, hey, I'm going to this healing and recovery program on Thursday for my pornography issue that I've dealt with for 10 years. And there was no like embarrassment. There was no like, oh, I'm so ashamed of this. I'm sorry that I'm telling you this right now. There was no like, yeah, shame. Like, he'd gotten over the shame of it. And here's the thing. I saw that confidence and that like, I am totally working through this and I know that Jesus is helping me. Look at what I'm doing. Hey, look, I'm repenting. Look at me repenting. Like, he was so confident in his repentance, and that really eased my mind. That really helped me feel less afraid of, oh, how is this going to affect my relationship? Did I still have thoughts like that? Yes, and that's okay. And I trusted him because I saw that he had a testimony of the atonement of Jesus Christ, and that he was, like I said, I just keep saying it over and over, he was confident in his repentance. You can be there too. You do not have to be perfect. It's okay. If you had a relapse 5 minutes ago, you can still be confident in your repentance, because the point is you keep trying. Oops. Walker bonking me in the chin. You can be confident in your repentance and willing to continue trying to be better every single day and every single time, okay? I'm out of breath because I'm walking around with my child on my hip, but I just want to say I'm so proud of all of you. If you are listening to this episode, I know that you can work through this. If this is what the Lord wants for you in your relationship, you can work through this and have a stronger marriage, a stronger relationship because of these things that you can talk about together and work through. I think that's all I have to say. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we will talk to you next week. Keep up the good fight. Bye.